My name is Vanessa. Today is June 6th, and I'm speaking with Giovanni Munoz. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Share any stories you have been told about yourself when you were younger.
My mom would always tell me that my dad would always, when he would get out of work, he would always take me and my little sister out. Like, she would be in the hamper, like, not hamper, like, he would carry her, and I would be, like, in a stroller. And we would go to, like, McDonald's, and he would hang out with his friends, like, his homies or whatever. And me and my sister, we'd just eat, because, you know, we're children. We would eat, and he would take us everywhere. And whatever I wanted, I would get. That's a fact.
When you were younger, did you have a nickname? And do they still call you that?
When I was younger, they used to call me Pollo. But now my mom only called me Pollo like 3 times, and now she doesn't. She stopped, and now like the whole school calls me Pollo.
And what do they call you now?
They call me Gio. They changed it. I mean, I was always Gio, but like Pollo, they called me that because my mom started calling me that. She stopped though.
How/when did your family arrive to the United States?
Okay. So my mom and my dad actually met here in the United States. They didn't, because you know how usually, like, parents, they get together and they're, like, they, like, immigrate or whatever. They come over here and they have kids over here.
Yeah.
Or they can have kids over there and come over here. But my mom and my dad actually met in the United States. My dad immigrated from León and my mom immigrated from Guerrero. And they met over here, like, recently, like, a week after my dad came and, like, a month after my mom came, they met here and they had us. My dad actually came through the desert. He got a coyote, and back then, like, the coyotes were less. Like, right now, they're, like, expensive.
Yeah.
And, back then, my dad got a coyote, and, it was less, and it wasn't easy. I don't know how it was, but he said he came through a coyote, through the desert, and he arrived, and he was with his brothers, and they arrived here, and they had a house or whatever. And then my mom, she came through the river. She came through the river, and I remember she said that she came with her friend, with the coyote also, and that I guess her friend, I don't know what happened to her, but she said that she died. And I was like, wow, dude, that's crazy.
So
man.
Your mom was the only one that survived?
No, it's not my mom, but I'm saying her friend died. Like, there's other people that survived, but her friend died.
Yeah.
And yeah, she came here, and because my grandma, she's the one that made her come.
So did your
Cause
mom?
Because my
come
grandma,
with your mom?
My grandma abandoned my mom in Mexico, and I don't know why. My grandma abandoned my mom in Mexico.
So she didn't come with her here.
No, my mom came by herself because my grandma had left her, so she wanted to be here with her mom. She came here, and yeah.
How is your connection with your family?
Actually, so my mom had 8 children, and two of them were from my dad, and the rest, I don't know, they're like different dads. my mom had 3 children in Mexico, and they had to stay there. They had to actually stay there with their father.
So did she go back and have the children?
No,
and did she have them over there and then she came?
She had them over there and then they came. And then she came.
Yeah.
I don't have a really good relationship with them because, like, you know, it's like communication. We can't talk. Like, I don't know their phone numbers, you know, like, I can't talk with them. And I'm not close with them because I haven't met them. Like, you know. But with my family here, my big brother, We don't really have good communication either because he doesn't live with us. He lives with my grandma. He, like, lives his own life, whatever. Like, he doesn't talk to us. Like, we don't talk to him. Now, my other sister, we have really good, like, communication. Like,
really close.
Yeah, we're really close. We're not really close, but we're close.
Closer than your other sister.
Yeah, closer than the rest. She's the one that, like, is always helping us. She's always helping us, giving us, like, advice and all that. So I'm really close with her. And then my other brother, Emmanuel, I don't know. I mean, it's like whatever. With him, it's like whatever. It's like, it's not a good connection, it's not a bad connection.
But you live with him.
But I live with him, so I see him. My little sister, I think I have the most connection with my little sister. My little sister and my big sister. My little sister, I feel like we have most connection because we can relate with many things. Like, we're both in the same situation. Like, you know, with my family, we're both in the same situation. We both go through the same struggles.
And the age gap isn't as different.
Yeah, we both, like, she's, like, only, like, 2 years younger than me. Or, like, 1.5. So, we have really good connection. Like, yeah, we have really good connection. That's the most I have.
How do you feel affected by the most recent election?
I feel affected by this most recent election because I feel like since he got elected, that affects my family. Like, he's a president, you know, he's supposed to help us out, but in a way, like, he's not really helping us out. He's tearing our family apart, you know, so I feel like it affects me in a way where, it affects
why
me, like,
do you feel affected? Like, why?
Because it affects my family. So, yeah, I feel affected because, like, my family, we're all immigrants. Like, since he won his presidency, I feel like he would tear our family apart. So it would affect my life because, like, I wouldn't be with my mom. I wouldn't be with my family members that grew up with me, mm-hmm. like that see like had seen me grow up. They because of him, my family would be torn apart. So in a way, I would like not in a way I would lose my family.
Yeah. How has your life been affected by religion?
So like me and my family, we're like all religious. We're Catholic, but we're not like super Catholic, you know, to like the extreme. So we don't really go to Sunday Mass. We don't really do all that stuff. We do go, but we don't go often. So it doesn't really affect my life. It's just like, okay, I believe in this, but I'm not like, oh my God, yes, all this, you know?
Yeah.
So not that affected.
So what's your favorite holiday? And does it have any connection with like this religion?
Actually, it's the opposite of the religion. My favorite holiday is Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like, I like this holiday because, like, I get candy. Like,
yeah.
You should know, I'm like a sugar addict. I like love candy, so on Halloween, like, I'm like, oh my God, yes, it's Halloween. And I can dress up, you know, sometimes I'm already grown, I don't really dress up, but I go out and get candy for free. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? So, yeah, I get candy for free. Favorite holiday, religious significance that doesn't have
so
nothing.
None of your favorite holidays, like, you're not really as connected with the religion?
No.
Okay. What job do you imagine you're gonna have in the future?
In the future, I feel like it hasn't been clear, but I feel like I would be a banker, like, you know, work in a bank with air conditioner in the sea instead of working outside building, you know. Air conditioning and
Why do you think you're going to be a banker in the future?
I feel like I'm going to be a banker because I've always seen myself, like, you know, surrounded by money. And, like I said, if I said this, I forgot. I don't want to be, like, in the sun, you know? I don't want to be in the sun.
You want to work in
working,
an office?
Yes, I want to work in an office with air conditioning, you know?
With money?
Yes, with money.
So, after thinking realistically about what job you think you're going to have in the future, what's, like, your dream job?
My dream job, I feel like I would go to theatrical arts.
So an actor?
An actor, yeah. I would be, there's other things in that. Okay, I see myself being an actor because, like, I don't know, I just, like, I didn't really think about it too much, but once, like, I looked it up and I looked up, like, the colleges I seen that it's, like, easy, you know?
Are there any other reasons you want to be a theatrical artist?
I don't know. I just like being in front of the camera all the time. You always see me. Not always, but most of the time, I'm always in front of the camera. So I feel like that has attracted me more.
Yeah, okay. So what does college mean to you?
I feel like it's, like, an easier pathway towards my career. And also, some challenges that would, like, stop me from going to college is, like, my score. I feel like my ACT score, if I have it way too low, like, the college that I want to go to, which is UC Davis, they won't accept me. So, that's stopping me. And also, I feel like my GPA, I don't really mind, because it's not that low. So it can, like, average out or whatever. But with my ACT score, I feel like if I score low, they're going to be like, oh, like, we can't accept you because of your score, because you're not smart enough, you know? So because of that, that's like stopping me from getting to my dream job. And also financially, my mom, like, she's not going to afford that. I don't know how I'm going to be able to pay for it. Like, yeah, there's scholarships and all, but, like, still, like, I need money, which that means I'm gonna have to work, and knowing me, I'm not gonna want to work, and I feel like I'm gonna be tired all the time, and I'm gonna be so stressed out because I still have to work and I still have to go to college.
Because you would have to pay for it, right?
Yes, I would have to pay, because I'm gonna be the one paying for it. My mom is not gonna pay anything. She can't.
Have you thought much about the scholarship?
Huh?
Have you thought much about the scholarship?
I mean, no, I just feel like they're going to help me.
But they're not really going to get you there.
Yeah, no.
So thinking about these challenges and your future career, what colleges do you think you're going to be able to go to? Or what are you thinking about applying to?
I'm thinking of applying to UC Davis because I want to be, like, far from home, but not too far, like New York or Washington. I want to be in California, and I don't want to be too far away. And I feel like it's a better option for me because, like, the ACT scores, they're not, like, very high. Like,
so they're better fit to you.
Yeah, they're better fit for me. Like, I feel like it's gonna be easier for me so I can enter UC Davis. I feel like it's easier because the ACT scores are lower, and my GPA, I feel like with my GPA, so with a better GPA, I feel like I would have a better advantage to getting into that college. And also with scholarships, I feel like since I'm a California resident, like, it would be easier to get these scholarships
in California.
Yeah, so yes.
So you've only thought about UC Davis. Are there any other colleges have you been looking at, or is this the only one?
No, yeah, this is the only one. I haven't been looking for any other colleges because I feel like they're gonna be very hard to get into,
or
like
competition.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I feel like they're going to be so difficult to get into, so I just stick with the lowest ones so that I can be, like, make sure, okay, like, this has a lower ACT score, this one has higher GPA, it can balance out. I'm not going to go into, like, Harvard, Ivy League schools because they're hard to get into.
So thinking about colleges, Gio, why are you at a college ready high school?
Actually, I didn't even want to come here. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to come here. I was obligated to come here. Like, you know that. I went to Montebello. I was supposed to go to Sher with all my friends. I was supposed to be with all my friends for high school, you know, like how it should be. But my mom was like, no, it's too far away. So she moved me and she was like, you're not going to Sher. It's too far away. We don't have a car. You're not going to go. So she was like, I'm going to apply. I'm going to make you go to Garfield. So then I was like, no, like, I don't want to go to Garfield. So, she's a mom, so she made me go to Garfield. And when we went to apply, they said that they were full. So then they gave me, like, a paper, and they said, what other schools are there, like, an option to? Like, first they gave me, like, what class I want to take. And then from there, it was still telling me what school I would, like, go to. So I chose art. And the school that they chose was Taurus, the one down here.
Yeah.
They chose Taurus, and I remember going there to fill out my application and all that, but my mom was like, I don't like it because I think people were making out. Yeah, she was like, I don't like it, and I was like, oh my god, like, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm already going to a high, I'm already starting, and like, I still don't have a school to go to.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know, I'll think about it. So then my mom found her friend, and her friend, it was a coincidence that he went here, and then he was like, oh, just go to this school. And I was like, no, like, I'm not coming to this school. Like, it seems like I'm not gonna seem good with it. Like, it's gonna be hard for me. And they were like, just go. And I was like, okay, fine. So then when I came to the school, I didn't like it. It was all about computers and electronics and whatever. And I wasn't used to that. I went to public school, and it was all about books and assignments, do the next thing. This one, it's like computer, do at 11:59. So it was like a big change for me. It was a big step. And yeah, I did not like it. So the first month or so, I didn't like it at all. But, you know, I got used to it, and I was like, whatever, like, I'm here, so just make fun, like, you know, I guess I'll just stay here.
So, since you originally didn't want to come here, do you like it now?
I mean, it's not that bad anymore. Like, yeah, other people are like, oh, like, your school must be hard, like, you have to wear uniform all the time with dressing shoes, and I'm like, it's not that bad. Like, in the beginning, it was bad. Like, I was like, what is this? Like, I'm not gonna wear this. And then I had to dance and all that. And it seems horrible. But now, like, it's been 2 years and I got used to it. So I was, when they say that, I'm just
you
like.
You've even gone into dance competition.
Yeah. So when they say that, I'm just like, you overreact. It's not even that bad anymore. Like, they may be strict, but, like, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that bad.
All right. Thank you, Gio. That concludes our interview. Any last words?
Miss Leva, if you're hearing this, give this girl an A. Probably give her a C+ because she doesn't even do homework.